This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
House Speaker John Boehner has just addressed the failure that was Plan B. That refers to a bill the speaker proposed that would have stopped some tax increases that are part of the fiscal cliff. But House Republicans did not support his plan, and the speaker says that's because they don't want to vote for any tax increases.
I don't want taxes to go up. Republicans don't want taxes to go up. But we only run the House. Democrats continue to run Washington.
Now the speaker says it's up to the Senate to work with the president to avoid the cliff. And, of course, there's just over a week left for that to happen. Mark Zandi is chief economist with Moody's Analytics, and he joins us now to discuss. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so Speaker Boehner just said that some of his members, the Republican members of the House, did not want to be perceived as raising taxes, which is why they didn't support his plan B. Is that what happened here?
Well, I guess there are a lot of narratives, but that's certainly one very plausible narrative. But the bottom line is taxes are going up on some Americans. That's just going to happen.
That happens because of the fiscal cliff. I mean, they go up on everybody, right?
By definition, under current law, tax rates will go up on everybody on January 1st. So Congress, the president have to come together and figure out how to lower tax rates on some Americans.
Well, so what happens now? I mean, do the Senate and President Obama get together and put together something that could make it through the House? Is that even possible?
Yeah, I think it's possible. I think that sounds like the most reasonable narrative at this point. The Senate, leader Mitch McConnell and Harry Reid get together and get a bill together that gets through the Senate and they send it to the House, and hopefully that gets through the House.
You think that something can be done before the fiscal cliff at the end of the year?
I'm skeptical. My sense is that this will probably have to go into next year, and we'll probably have to see some turmoil in the financial markets. So getting a whiff of that today in the stock market to generate the political will necessary to get these folks to sign on the dotted line.
And just for people out there who are listening to this and want to know what it means if we're going to go over the fiscal cliff for a few days, how would that impact ordinary Americans?
It wouldn't. I don't think it'd have a big impact. I think stock investors would start to grow nervous. They start to discount the possibility, the real possibility that the folks in Washington are going to really botch this. But it wouldn't really have any impact until later in the month when people's withholding schedules actually change. And even then, it's possible that the Treasury Department decides to freeze withholding schedules under the logic that they'll get a deal and they don't want tax rates to go up.
Mark Zandi, chief economist with Moody's Analytics, thanks for your time.
Thank you.